Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, 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 I love you.
shape that was still undercover. Acting like everything's perfect, but nothing's quite like we wanted. Take a dive, still alive, love it. Catch your wave, still the same, nothing. What we do, fall in line every time. The water's fine, but it's you.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm co-host La Pearl and Negra, and I'm riding shotgun with King Atterbury. How you doing tonight, King?
Oh, I'm feeling real good today, real good tonight. You know, top of other things,
that.
But I'm here.
That's what's up, that's what's up. And that's all that matters. You here, you made it. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in King and Queen's quarters, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. Now, I got my Raw Links on, King. You got yours on.
Oh, definitely. I got the rainbow hematite and also the jade.
Yeah, I gotta snatch me up some of that rainbow hematite. You kind of like the bragging about that. That beautiful piece of jewelry, you know.
The
but
energy.
absolutely.
Yeah, the energy is fly off it, you know what I mean? So, good looking now, Larry.
I know. Before I go any further, I want to tell everybody where they can actually acquire these beautiful pieces of jewelry at. Excuse me. Y'all, I'm still fighting through a little bit of this whatever it is that's lingering. But you can get these beautiful pieces of jewelry over on Amazon, Instagram, and at Facebook, with Raw Links, beraw@facebook.com. And if you can't grab them over there, either one of those places, holler at any one of us here at Epiphany, and we will make sure that you get to adorn your body with one of these beautiful pieces. And I have to give an amazing shout out and a thank you to someone who is a very, very good friend of mine, but he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO and creator of those amazing pieces of jewelry that we speak of. His name is Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Baby, baby! Yeah. Excuse me, y'all. Yeah, he gonna definitely hook you up with something awesome. If it's not one of his original designs, you can tell him exactly what you want, and he'll put it together for you, and you will get to adorn your body with them beautiful pieces of jewelry. I ain't mad at him. I got so much Raw Links in here, man. Look, my kids come shopping over here. What you got, Mom? What you got new? You know, I got to tell them, get out. This is mine, okay? I had to literally, like, get them some pieces made for themselves so they stay out of mine, you know? Because they're all one of a kind. There are none that are exactly the same. Believe me, and you will appreciate it. Yes, yes, yes. So what's good tonight, King? What we got going on in here for the show?
We opening the doors to open mic. Do what you like with open mic.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, I like open mic. Ain't no pressure. Not that I don't mind, you know. Stretching my pen and being challenged. I love it because I have a tendency to rise to the occasion. And I surprise myself because I'd be like, damn, I wrote that? So I don't mind it. But, you know, sometimes it's good to have the pressure off of you and just, you know, let them bring whatever. Okay?
Yeah. You know? We're going into the end of the year, you know what I'm saying? And this full moon is coming on the 27th. It's a Cancer moon with emotions and stuff. So why just have free will right now until the beginning of the new year? You know what I mean? Free will.
Oh, that's what's up. Absolutely. That's what's up. But I appreciate all kinds of poetry. I don't care where it came from. It could be fresh ink at the last minute. It could be something you've been working on for months. Whatever it is, it's going to be dope. If you bring it to us, we already know what it's hitting for. You know?
True.
I kind of was out of commission the last couple of weeks because I've been fighting through the flu and all kinds of crazy mess. Now I got a sinus infection, and I dare not say what's next because I might be hit with something. I'm going to leave it alone and be grateful that I'm still here, you know, and then I'm just getting what it is. But I did jot down a couple of pieces the other night, and I think they came out okay, you know. So I'm going to give that to y'all tonight. That's what I'm working with.
Hey, that's what's up. You know what I mean? We in here, you know.
Okay.
I've been in the zone myself a little bit, you know. I'm battling my own little bronchial thing, but drinking this hibiscus tea. But here, though. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. We here. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Showed up for the assignment.
Absolutely. You want to kick this off with your poetry, or you want me to?
I always put you and your diva on the spot. All right, let me find a little piece. I'm trying to find a piece I wrote. Give me a second. I'm sorry. Sorry, everybody, for the delay. Here we go.
Jeez. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece right here is titled Someone to Love. When you believe in the heart that make you feel the truth, the will and testament of God will give you the proof. Any decision made, don't be afraid of what they say. Just know that you are great in many different ways. Troubled souls find healing after the merge of a purge. We all want to be heard and not served like hors d'oeuvres. As the lines become blurred due to bad connectivity, there's a bright, distinguished light. Check around the vicinity. Feel vibes that are alive through a frequency that's high. All spells in our dry wait for the tears when angels cry. It's the rain that's plain, cover your pain with no blame, except the change that's on the ledge of God's window pane. We grow up and try to make sense of what our eyes see. But at the same time, there is a struggle we really don't see. How man and woman supposed to be true inside of belief. Many times we drift free, miss blessed deliveries. Love, care, and respect, treasure the loyalty of honesty, escape the fools of comedy, express and show modesty. Cool, calm, and collective, invest on new perspectives. Don't lose life lessons. There's an angel with a message. Prepare for the happenings. Come to your life. Never doubt what's on your route to make you feel really nice, King.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Your pen, I don't even think you ever put your pen down, honestly, because you just be, like, pumping them out, one right behind the other. And I said to myself, how the hell does he do that? I don't know how you do it. Because I struggle. I know that's right. I struggle sometimes with pieces because I have a lot of words that I want to pen, but I just don't know which ones I want to put where, you know. So that leaves me, like, kind of just like falling behind, you know, and I used to feel some type of way about it, but I said, you know what, everybody has their own fight, their own little struggles, and mine sometimes is writing the what I deem the perfect piece. That's what it is that holds me back, you know.
Yeah.
But
well,
thank you,
that was an awesome piece. Yeah. Appreciate that. Welcome. You know, a lot of times what it is too is I work with the elderly, so it's so many emotions going on around me and everything like that. So that's always been like my therapy point. So I take little moments and I write a couple of lines down and I just get back to it later on, you know, when I have free time. So then things come out. But Because it's a lot taking in all that energy as an empath.
I know that's right. She's preaching to the choir over here. Trust me, I understand. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, I know you got something fabulous, you know what I'm saying, right there in the trenches. I mean, whenever you're ready, the stage is yours.
Thank you. All right, so like I said, I jotted down a couple pieces the other night, and one of these comes from actually a challenge I was tagged in, and it's called If I Was a Poem.
Oh.
If I was a poem, thank you. If I was a poem, I would be love-filled words that were tossed aside into the wind after those that got their good fill were ashamed to have me around because I knew their truth. If I was a poem, I would be the eyes behind the window with the clear view to the outside, but the world couldn't see through to the words of hidden anger never revealed because my heart only knows how to protect and love. Poem, you would be on a roller coaster ride, finding laughter through tears and heartbreak through smiles and torn pages under toughened skin. And though common is the actions that were done and reactions and result of cause and effect, you'd never get enough of my wind song. I'm not really angry nor blocked off. I'm just being incredulous because I want the truth again and the natural order of things to stop the madness. If I was a poem, you would see there's nothing in my life that I can look back on and say, I miss. No, our love song that stays on replay and any stop texting text. No smiles with excited anticipation for seeing him, because he always made me feel like I was in competition. Definitely no long, sweet, gentle kisses that made me squirm in my seat, because I just never received it. If I was a poem, you would be mindful in your approach to me, because I've reached new levels in my spirituality. But if it ain't love, I don't want to hear it. Been through so many seasons, and I turned my experience and hurt and pain into words of wisdom. And best believe, no one but me holds the pen in my story. So if I was a poem, I'd make that poem dance. As you would see, I just want all the pieces of me to be loved, correct, and simply. And that's that piece.
Oh, that was a beautiful, dope piece. You're going to get snaps and claps. You're going to get the double entendre on all that.
Oh, wow, thank you.
Yeah, I love that piece, though. That was fly. Oh, man.
Thank you.
Making it happen tonight. You're very welcome.
I try. King, before we go any further, let me throw a station identifier up in here, and then we can come right back and get to opening up the microphone, okay?
All right, that's what's up.
All right, right, welcome back, everybody. This is King and Queen's Quarters, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. We'd love you to. And we got a call in here with your hand up. I've been gone for a minute, so forgive me if I don't recognize the area code, so I can't call out your name, but I'll let you introduce yourself when we open up your mic. Ready for this first caller, King?
Yes.
All right, we got area code 573. Welcome to King and Queen. Who do you have on the mic?
Good evening, King Queen. This is Fiddle. How are you?
Hey, Senator Fiddle. What's good?
Hey, what's going on, Sam?
I'm not making a late dinner. Never had a day off. So I've been napped. So I'm doing a little late snagging. I'm smoking and enjoying myself. Drinking a little Parrot Bay pineapple.
I know there's a show tonight, so I got all this new work, so I need somewhere to share it with, man.
Well, you came to the right place. And you know what they say? Eat when you're hungry, okay? That's all. Just eat when you're hungry. So it don't matter what time of day it is. You got to feed your body. And that's all there's to it, man. Look, I don't, I try not to eat too late because I might doze off. I get the itis and might doze off and have a damn nightmare of food chasing me on a full stomach. But other than that, you eat when you're hungry, man. Don't stress yourself out.
We had a late lunch. I don't do the morning very well. I started doing, because I do a lot of exercise. I do like 3 miles a day and I hit exercise equipment. So, but I had a hard time eating in the morning, so I started adding the protein, protein to it, and as I have seen the results of my exercise, it's really nice. I'm enjoying life.
That is exactly what you're supposed to do. Well, Senator Spittle, it is open mic tonight. So what did you bring for our listening pleasure?
I kind of had a hard time deciding because every day I write one to two pieces. So, but, you brought up the feeding yourself, which is great because my new piece is called Appetite for More. So that's what I'm going to give you.
Oh, awesome. All right, well, whenever you're ready. The mic is yours.
Again, this is Appetite for More. Laying the moments of self-righteous suicide upon sterling sidewalks, backward stars exploding like marathon artillery fire, and the psychotic freeze frame of a mind, yours. A mind that is scattered in brilliant fragments of vinyl voices and high fidelity, I wander, wondering the depth of baptized water and the silhouette of where it came from. Crowded faces reflect glorified anthologies of what crashed together. Turning sense inward of dedication, I howl out into purple scattered skies, bellowed in brilliant orange and crimson hues. Today's view is whence we came. As human beings still equals humanity, obvious states, I'm feeling you don't recall the equal, even in the balance of colorless portals. You're God, hello, afar, figuring out I'm more prepared in the art of love and war, on top of the droughts, knee-driven and absence of claim. Here, we aren't inhuman, but sleight of right lives. And the vital eruption of fire. May love not burn you, recollecting you are who you are more than chances. I've staked claim in what I'm to become. I've seen past tidings undone. No longer hungry, feasting with heathen's fingers, a dirty nail brigade of fuck off. My chalice, I fill to its brim, in my stead, past the dread. No longer powerless, I'm becoming powered in my hunger for more. Bacher beers.
Wow.
Well, hey, brother.
Wow. Go ahead, Ken.
Oh. Hey, brother, you laid that one down, man. That was high from the sky, man. Appreciate that.
Appreciate it. That's only the second time I've read it since, well, the first time I've read it since I edited it.
Okay.
That's peace, man.
I got, yes, very, very. I got a couple questions or a couple lines. What was the part you said about, what was it, purple skies? What was that part, that line?
Glorified anthologies of what crashed together, turning since inward of dedication, I howl in the purple scattered skies, bellowed in brilliant orange and crimson hues.
Wow. Wow. I see it. I'm a visual, so I see it. And then you said, I'm more prepared in the art of war. Was that correct? What I just said? Wow.
Love and war.
Love and war.
Yeah, love
okay.
It.
Okay. I so relate to that line. I really, really do because, whoo, child, I'm not even going to get started on it, but I can tell you, I done been through, like I said in my piece, I've been through so many seasons, but everything that I have experienced, I have turned it around and used it as words of wisdom. So I really dug that line right there. Now, this last one I want to ask you, you said something about fucking. What was that line right there? That one I think was my favorite.
I'm sorry, can you bring it back? I missed that.
It said something about fuck you.
Oh, fuck off.
Okay. Oh, fuck off.
Yeah. No longer hungry, feasting with heathen fingers, a dirty nail brigade of fuck off.
A dirty nail brigade of fuck off. I like that, yo. You got some lines in there sometimes that make
definitely
me sit
do.
Up. You know, and I'm like, did he even say what I think he said? Okay, all right. And I'm taking down notes. Trust me, I am taking down notes. I love your pieces because you dropped some gems in there, and your gems are the kind that make a person sit up and be like, I know that's the fuck right. I love it. Oh, I'm trying to tell you, I have, you know, I'm so glad that you have been back to coming calling in regularly now because we hadn't heard from you so long. And we understand, life be life, and I understand. You know, we all got to fall back from time to time. But I am so glad that you are back and giving us some of you regularly. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank you so much for calling in, man.
Well,
that's
nice to be appreciated. Thank you very much. That means a lot. I mean, I do this shit for me, but I love sharing it. You know, somebody can get something from it and take something from it, and that makes all of it, you know, that makes it glad me to call back. So thank you very much. Glad to be on.
Hey, brother, we appreciate you.
Man, it's always an open mic waiting here for you, Sinister. Always. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to escort you over to the Royale Lounge and let you grab yourself something to drink, sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby.
Baby.
One love, one mic.
One love,
one mic.
Yo, he be killing it. Yeah. Some of his lines. Yeah, some of his lines, just like the ones that I asked about, but this favorite one right here, the last one, the dirty nail brigade of fuck off. That right there. You know what I say? And I get that line. I get what he's saying. But what I say, and I heard somebody say this a long time ago, when people come in a judgmental way, I call them unsanitary because their hands are not clean either. You know what I'm saying? It's just like what the Bible says, he without sin cast the first stone, man. Come on, man. Stop judging me. Go clean off the mirror of your soul. Okay? Then you come back and talk to me. That's what's up. But how about you get on the one and twos and give us some music, okay?
All right, too. You know what I'm saying? Being like he be straightforward with his thing, I got a straight shooter for him. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
I got the time. Hey.
Oh, I know you niggas didn't see this coming. I mean, normally around this time I'd ask if you was ready. But I know there's no way you niggas was ready for what's about to happen.
And my hand on my gun. One is for shooting and one is for fun. Niggas tripping off of 151. Black and miles burning under the sun. Black and brown kids, younger they dumb. Back of town, where your mama know from. Gather around, running all of your shit. But what did you get?
I say it's up, that mean it's up. Run out of bullets and run out of luck. One in the crib, I went one in the truck. One in the tempo, cause bloody ain't duck.
Never foot up on the yard and get struck. Everyone I grew around was a thug. Thought he was a shooter, thought he was tough. Found his body cooling out in the cut. Fulton County, 50 cal in the tub. Fuck around and shoot the cavalry up. Bullets sneezing, we got allergies. We got alibis, we got calibers. Categorized, FN bitch capitalized. Better record.
I got sick and tired of letting bitches slide. So I'm in the whip, I got the stick inside. If I sniff a scent, smell a lie, smell a bitch. Crack a smile, let it rip, let it ride. First time, second line, second time, blue. Line. Third time, even I die, taking one of mine. I'm on Keller Road with a chopper from Columbine. Creeping on the crack and trying to colonize.
We've got out of this, kid.
Talking too brazenly, bullet hit his mouth, at least he died tastefully. Good Lord has never forsaken me, in God I trust, so I get money faithfully, not just occasionally. Got to make cake every day like I work for a bakery. I know you pussy, the secret's not safe for me. You crazy, you think you gon' take from me. Not for extorting tree pilots like Ork, and I call up some niggas I know they gon' spray for me. Speaking in cocaine, they taping me. Let out the whole fucking clip, leave a vacancy. I'm out that two with the six on, basically. Rapping more shooters than Rich Paul's agency.
They get to clutching, you best get to ducking. Like 6-7 niggas that sunk it for Oregon. Money so long, if I start in the south and spread the shit out, it be touching like Portland. So it's no wonder I'm walking with caution. I know that guy got his grace for me, but I still treat a ride through the hood like a hike through the woods. Got a stick that I take with me.
Yo, yeah. I don't think I ever heard that one before. What was that?
Yeah, that's that J.I.D. and J. Cole joint called Stick.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's my morning get up and move music right there, every morning.
I can, you know what, honestly, I can, if I had to get up and actually leave out every day, I would have some kind of song playing. Yeah, excuse me, I'm fighting for this. And that one right there, the tone, you know, the flow, everything, that would kind of like hype me up. So I can see listening to that, getting myself motivated and moving when I got to get up and handle some business. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I got another piece for you. It's short, but it's still a piece nonetheless.
Hey, I'm here with you.
Like. All right. This one is on Skype. All right. He used to wonder when we first met, what was the purpose of him opening and exposing himself to me was. And I wanted so bad to just tell him that nobody knows my heart like you do, because you don't judge me when I'm under pressure. And I want to be kissed hard in the pouring rain and have my hair caressed and played with after the love we've made. Puts me into a deep slumber. I want to be in love with you, not in possession of you. Because I don't go on ego trips. I take flights to ecstasy. Because I have a pure love to give and I want to share it. I want you to share in it with me. Let's experience each other through our freedom, because happiness is our birthright. Spiritual, baby. But I know I could never put into words how I could make him feel because of the way he makes me feel. Make him understand that the love I'll build is deep like DNA, and there's no poisoning the waters of positivity here. Because you taught me to swim. And all I could see was blue. Well, instead, I just kissed every scar he exposed until the trust felt safe and comfortable enough for him to exhale. And that's that piece.
All right, that's what's up. Get it in. You always have a certain way you express your poetry, and that's why I say I'm a fan of your work as well. You know, it's always like leveled out, calm, warm, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's always a vibrant, clean energy on it.
Thank you. Now, speaking of being a fan, you know I'm right there with you. I love to hear every new piece that you come up with. I don't think I've heard you do the same piece twice, ever. That's why I'm always like, how does he do that shit?
Here and there I do. I just change the cadence on it. No, I appreciate that. I really do.
Yeah. So what else did you bring for our listening pleasure, King?
All right. Here's a piece titled What Did I Do, Part 2.
The mic is yours.
All right, thank you. closing doors on bonding with what don't belong to me. When the full moon is here, I pray to God before it disappears. Send out the bad from the righteous, recalibrate the physical. Devils want to get at you, mad at themselves for being ugly. Holding on to trauma, find friends that will uplift you. Why me, down on yourself, grab and hold on to faith. Every morning take a breath and be thankful on the wake up. Make peace upon your day and own that situation. Allow grounding and balance to keep you steady on your path. Stay away from dark spirits, robed in masks, souls of hate. How do you worry about others when you haven't clenched your heart? Bind yourself to the beautiful rays of sunlight when it arrives. Find ways to survive. We all seek, search, and find. Become commissioned to the divine. Therefore, we rest well at night. Forget the route and mistakes others endured while traveling. Set course on your path and don't blame the up-and-coming survivors. King.
Yeah, you know, your ends, your pieces, excuse me, on a an exclamation point. I don't know if you mean to end your pieces like that, that last line, but it's always, what I get from it is, I meant what I said. I said what I said, and that's it. Ain't no changing it. And that's just the energy that I get from your pieces, because you're very direct. You don't play with the words. I mean, you got great metaphors, but you don't play around with your message that you're trying to get across. And I think that's what makes you the dope poet that you are. I think it's awesome that you do with your pieces.
And yeah, I appreciate that.
I think it's time to pay the bills again, so I'm going to do another station identifier, and then we can come back and try to get through and do some more poetry. All right?
That's what's up.
Tiffany Radio.
All right. Welcome back.
Oh,
excuse me. I'm struggling here. You know, this, I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Oh. I got another piece here. I don't think I read this in a really, really long time. But I'm going to try and get through this.
Hey, amen. The mic is yours. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. This is called Renewal is Coming. In the midst of winter's flow, the embering of leaves fall as fall leaves. Tawny hues of the once green, rich green life that danced with the wind lie huddled on frosty, layered soil, whispering in the welcoming of the cold, a time of release. Renewal is coming. Wounds left from blades burned by experience are now just stains of the past, and I'm now age's transparent beauty, left open for love. True love grows best in the soil of emotions passionately expressed. But bless me with your transparency. There is no darkness here, because I am receptive to truth, and my love will never prick like the thorns of past roses you picked from different gardens. Allow me to comfort you. I want you to love me without fear, because I know that the waterfalls that come from the most pain were once what was flowed from your eyes, the hidden ones falling from your heart. But there's no poisoning of the water of positivity here, so allow me to be your peace in a world that is unkind. Know that the sweetness of my nectar never sours, and here is where you can always quench your thirst, safety, and trust. God is always at the center of this partnership, so your heart is safe with me because it will always be in his hands. Now, I can't heal you, but I offer you a healthy space to work on it. Release your spirit to the comfort I'll provide. Make my heart your home and grow with me. Because not only will I love you with everything in me on your good days, but even harder when you're at your worst, because I'm your number one fan. And that's that piece.
See, there's the warmth. There's the calm. You know what I'm saying? The memo is right at the door. That was a lovely piece, though.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Before I go into this next piece, I just want to let everybody know, today I just put out my first chapbook. So if you're interested in purchasing one, hit me, Joel Washington Atterbury, on Facebook, or talk to anybody in the Epiphany. They can get at me. So I'll go into my piece right now.
The mic is
this
yours.
Piece is, thank you. This piece is titled Watch the Doors. As the world turns and souls burn, waiting to acquire salvation from the Most High, a lot of us are tired. As the physical perspire, watch the energy start leaking, hear the liars when they are speaking, as the spirit try reaching, shut down the power, raise the force, fill the alarm. Don't embrace the charm. It's a falsehood reborn. Life is torn. Focus is gone. Some excuses of their wrong. Son of Satan mourn as the Lord's angels sing songs. Melodic whispers from heaven, lovely treasures from heaven. Protect our fellow brethren who fell from their lessons. Beauty is recognized from the inside, no backslide. My guides realize there's polar opposites on both sides. Society have a peephole to people moving with evil, watching all that we do, finding ways to beat you. So the trust that was on tables are trashed and thrown away. Until then, protect the hallway that lead to where your heart stay. And that's that peace.
Oh, that was pretty deep right there. That was, wow.
Yeah. That was old ink, but that was back in 2021 when it was a lot of evilness on my heels. You know what I mean? So,
okay.
Just
gonna I was going to ask you, where was your head at when you wrote that? Because that right there is like, what did you say was a peephole to what now?
Society have a peephole to people moving with evil.
Yo, that right there, that's letting people know, look, Big Brother's always watching, you know. you watch how you move and pay attention. Because there's always somebody out there looking to, like, grab your heels and trip you up and just pull you backwards. You know? That was pretty deep, man. I wouldn't mind hearing that piece again, but I'll wait till you bring it to us again. That was wow.
Yeah, I said, it was real deep back then. You know what I'm saying? So I had to become more creative than I ever was on that and just beat out the odds. on no matter what. Because I always say to myself, somebody got bigger problems than I have. You know what I mean? But I'm going to challenge myself and just knock on heaven's door, you know what I'm saying, and sit up in God's window pane. You know what I'm saying? Like, hello? Like, yo, you still there? I mean, but, I beat out the odds, though. Prayer, meditation, and everything. It was wicked people. You know, they're a lot stronger out here now. What I'm saying back then, for me, that's where the peace came from. So I had to, like, really get. And you know what? As a matter of fact, I wrote that at 2:15 in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah, all my stuff was time stamped too, and I just looked it up. I was like, oh, 2:15 a.m., jeez.
Wow, yeah. Okay. That's what's up. Yeah, I think that right there is going to be one of my favorite pieces by you. Because that was, whew. Yeah, that was pretty deep.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Welcome.
Yeah, I can go into a song and then we'll have a little commentary when we come back and all that. Then we roll off. We'll play one of your favorite joints on that.
Let a nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Bitch, I got the math or the 40. Turn a bitch to some macaroni. Tell me how you want it, I'm on it. I really mean it, I'm just not recording. Get a go to chopper for all you aquas. Leave a bitch, nigga, head imposter. You are an imposter, ain't got no money. Put the burner to his tummy and make it bubbly. I really hate niggas, I'm a Nazi. Love wearing all black, you should see my closet. Rock that all white when I'm feeling godly. Pop out like coke, I ain't got a pocket. Fuck is y'all saying, bitch, my hood love me. 4-8-2-1-4, where all niggas know me. I've been on my mind since they killed my cousin. Bring my cousin Devin, man, he just called me. All these niggas love me, can't get them off me. Fuck around, gave him my number, he won't stop calling. I be DMV the click, bitch, you see us scoring. VIP in the club, why y'all section boring? Got a bitch that set it off like Jada Pinkett. Clean like Tifa, you roll around with your nieces, bitch, you TT. Mind full of money, got a heart full of demons. Mobbing like Italians, we really turn your face into a pizza. No acne, how you singing like Alicia? Fuck with my family. Baby love she little, but goddamn she's spazzing. Do the whole crew, my bitches street nasty. Let a nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Bitch, I got the Tommy, no heel figure. Lil' Deja ain't bout it, bitch, how you figure? I don't do no drugs, I be all flicker. So lifted, flat in your girl, baby, gonna take see, my see, I gotta get this money, my palms itching. Niggas gossip like hoes, most of them bitches. I don't wanna do no songs, I don't wanna kick it. And I ain't signing to no label, bitch, I'm independent. Let a nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body.
Right, yeah, you're right. That is one of my favorite songs, man. That joint is like, it's a classic. It never gets old for me. You know, I just, yo. Let's see. Yeah. I pulled out another piece. If you mind to hear it.
All right. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up.
All right. This is called Awareness Revealed. A canvas is beautifully damaged because her flaws are pronounced by insecurities that just scream at her sometimes. So all she's ever wanted was a love that would stay. The kind of love that when she looked in their eyes, she'd always see that non-judgmental and total acceptance of her and her truth. Kind of love that when she looks in their eyes, she'd always see that conversation they could have to work through it, to make it work and keep it working. Kind of love that when she looks in their eyes, she'd always see that they've fallen even deeper in love with her inner beauty and never have to wonder if they're losing interest or lost interest because her outward beauty is fading. The kind of love that is unafraid and unashamed to always take her hand and go against the opinions and hearsay of outside forces. The kind of love that will join in the fight with her so she won't ever have to beg for it or fight for it. The kind of love that knows it's comfortable and safe to be with her. Her mind, her love is home. The kind of love from the one that made her appreciate all the hurt she'd endured because he sees behind her smiles and always kisses away the tears shed by her soul. She fights through her fear of facing new love every day because she refuses to become a convenience anymore, as those memories of being broken while still missing them play in her head like a scratched record. Soft is the touch of love when you want to be and are the giver, but the spirit is easily broken through the vulnerability, accompanied by tear-soaked pillows from what seems like endless nights of crying out in loud silence. All she's ever wanted was love strong enough to stay, like she does. Her awareness has been revealed to her because she found herself through her healing. She knows who she is, and that within every waking moment of her life, there isn't one part of her that doesn't deserve the shine of the light. Because in the day, she captures the sun's attention. And at night, the moon sits with her for their deep conversations. While the oceans and seas conduct new melodies for her playlists. Wild orchids and Japanese cherry blossoms will always catch her eye, and she indulges often in her favorite scents of the grass and trees blended with notes of jasmine and bloom carried to her on the wind. Her aromatherapy for healthy, calming pleasantries. Awareness revealed. Her voice is what love needs, because she is a part of love that understands, and she is life worth living. Lord, I almost say happy birthday. I don't know why I just said it, but that's that piece.
So good. It's so good. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got it going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, be right here. You know? thank you for that dope piece. Well, all right, I'm gonna get into this piece right here. It's called Lost Hope.
The mic is yours.
Right. This piece is titled Lost Hope. She wants to see the God in the life that she once knew. That past is in the past. Hey, yo, I found a new groove. Your ways are still funny, mixed emotions on the fly. You chose a different guy who can't bring you to a high. My elements and components are a mark from beyond. Why deal with a memory that's not in your eyes? The matter of fact that me from yesterday is gone. Sing your favorite sad song. I got a nice written poem. How long I've been gone, so you see the better me. It's not from where you at. I carry vibes from New York City. That one who held me down, keep me elevated proper. My true and private locker is hidden away in Harlem's locker. Rest in peace.
Okay, if I had the right device in my hand, I was trying to unmute myself on the wrong device. That was dope, as always.
But hey, I just wanted to lay something out for everybody that, you know, we always speak holistic things, you know, me and LaPearl, about, you know, the energy, the moon, the sun, the stars, and everything. We have a certain full moon coming into existence on the 27th of this month. And it is Cancer full moon. So people might start becoming a little more emotional, oversensitive, in the duration of these upcoming weeks. It's not a super moon, but I'm just saying you have to, like, prepare yourself. And besides that, it's the holidays. You know, excuse me. A lot of us have lost loved ones and everything, so just try to, you know, watch where your energy is at and try not to be around Debbie Downers. Just try to keep yourself lifted up, spirits, speak to, you know, like-minded people, you know, who can just raise your vibrations, you know, on the pearl.
Absolutely. I agree with that. I wonder, does it test your patience as well? Because I'm noticing, and the other people don't seem to realize it, is you will start feeling the effects of the shifts long before that moon even gets here. And I am a very, very patient person, but I noticed this past month, this past couple of weeks, I have the patience of a lit firecracker with a half a wick. And it brings out a side in me that I have a tendency to keep at bay. But for some reason, I'm just finding it real easy to just, like, snap on people.
Right.
And I'm like, where is this shit coming from? You know, but now that you mention, you know, the new moon that's coming, that's probably what it is. Because I'm like, what? Who said that? Where did that come from? You know, that's got to be my evil twin or something, because I don't normally talk like that to people, but I notice I'm talking to myself, trying to, you know, console myself, like, Danielle, don't snap. Don't do it. I feel it, but don't do it. So, yeah, I'm a firm believer in the energy exchange between us and the universe. And it does. It plays a major, major position in our lives when we have different shifts in the planets, the stars, all of that.
Yeah, absolutely right. And that's exactly what's going on. And that's why I just wanted to give commentary on that, because I've been feeling it myself a little bit. So I've been having to try to stay in control, you know what I mean, and not react. So I'm like, yo, I don't want to get nobody to business, you know what I mean? Like, yo, Joe, chill. You know, so I just want to throw that out there. And LaPearl, I want to thank you for coming through tonight, you know, and differences of your condition and everything like that. We definitely had some poetry going through, and, you know, poets coming through, so playing, rocking some good music. So just want to throw that out there, which I appreciate you as my fan.
Anytime.
You know, so,
anytime.
I try. I know that's right. And, you know, before we get into some last words, I'm going to throw them out with a fly song and whatnot. But, look, we'll be back next on Monday, 9 p.m., you know what I'm saying, Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. on the Epiphany Network. You have any last words?
I just, you know, I try to hang with you, and I apologize for my voice and everything that's going on, but I'm still like I'm at the tail end of this flu thing, and you know, yeah, the weather changing, it's messing with all kinds of stuff for everybody. But as always, thank you for allowing me to ride shotgun with you and trusting in me to do this you know, this co-hosting thing with you. I appreciate you always, and everybody, get that good relationship going with yourself, because therein lies spirit. Continue to love and respect one another and stay safe. And I love y'all, and I'm going to just say peace.
All right. Peace out. We'll take y'all out with this song right here.
Rhythm on your toes. Yes, it's the funk again. Appreciate the flow. Denounce the circuit breakers. Do it with the best. The movers and the shakers. Busting out the heat. Vents for at my vehicle. Burning up the felt. Rhythm's up to me. It will be strong like a bomb. Quick like a comet. Can I get whatever from Mr. Muhammad?
If you're hiding, just give up. I'm a rhythm monster.